This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My best friend, and I love you, and I love you, yes, I do.
7 after the hour, Doug Steffen at my altruistic best. On the air on the DJV Extravaganza with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the Controls in Our Studio in Washington. I sound like some old, that's the way old people, their voices get weak and they always string everything out. Have you ever noticed that? Maybe it's just me.
Is this a glimpse into the future?
I know, right?
Thank you very much. So, the Kennedy Space Center in Florida is working in support of Santa Claus. Let's see, today is the 21st, so we have 3 days until Santa Claus gets up, or as some of my Jewish friends say, Santa Claus. He'll be in the air.
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus, delivering toys and presents to children all around the world. And so NASA has developed some really important and impressive technology, although I'm not sure, frankly, I'll say this to my pal John and everybody on the Space Coast, I'm thinking some of this technology has been developed in Israel and was given by those who were very gracious to Santa Claus and that whole bunch to use at the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida and all the other places up and down the East Coast, the search and rescue satellite tracking system that they use. So this is to protect and observe Santa as he flies his sleigh in the outer reaches of the Earth's atmosphere. What do you suppose like that? He doesn't have any oxygen or anything. Must be a super special guy, right?
Well, he has magical reindeer, so I don't think oxygen is an issue.
Right.
Yeah.
They're using the new GOES-R satellite, GOES-R, which is a geosynchronicity, synchronous thing, something like that, anyway.
Synchronous?
That, too. It's a satellite that's 22,000 miles above the Earth, and that's how they're keeping their eye. But I think Santa Claus has ways as well.
He
right?
must.
Everybody's talking about ways. Mm-hmm. Which is
like the
technology.
App?
Yeah. Yeah. What do you mean, like the app? What do you think I'm talking about? You think you're talking to some hick? I know what Waze is. I've used it. I learned about it last week. So I'm way ahead of all those people.
Well, I don't know if you were saying Santa Claus, yo, he has Waze, or if, you know, you were
talking
about
Waze. Well, he does have Waze. He has his ways of seeing if you're naughty or nice. But he also has his ways of not getting lost. And so, under the circumstances, St. Nick is using all kinds of technology from all around the world, and we're using some of the same technology to keep our eye on him. You think he's becoming too sophisticated? Are we tracking him too much? I kind of don't want to know where he is until he gets to the point where I really feel badly because I'm not going to be able to do a Christmas show this year, because tomorrow is my last day here in Israel, and Friday you two are going to have, or the three of you will have the helm. What do you mean, done? And we don't have a live Christmas show to do, because what do you...
we're sad. Really bummed out about that.
He's being a wiseacre.
Going to make us all work on Christmas?
Well, I know that you're new to the program. I think, Jennifer, you were with me on Christmas last year, weren't you? Seems to me...
And she loved it.
Christmas. What, were you there? You
yep, were, I was there yeah, too, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, so it was a big deal. Yeah, nice. We loved each other. We shared with each other. We had good stories. How were you possibly harmed by being on the air last Christmas? What in the world? This is a year later and you're holding a grudge because you were on the air on Christmas? Bah, humbug to you.
A year later? I'll tell you what, my friend. I've been working with you for 10 years.
Okay, so ten Christmases. No, probably not, because they don't all. You know, there are a couple of times in there when they would be on the weekend.
Yes, that's true.
And do the program live. Anyway, Kennedy Space Center is preparing to support multiple agencies around the world to watch this year using a lot of new technology, how Santa's trip around the world. Actually, supposedly, he travels about 140,000 miles. Earth's circumference is 25,000. So that would mean he'd go around the Earth to deliver presents. If you do the math, he'd do like 6 turns around the Earth in order to get everything done. That's a pretty good trick to do it all in about 12 hours.
Yeah.
No, actually, it's 24. Although, were they to see Santa Claus over parts of some of the Arabian desert, probably shoot him down. Even though a lot of people, well, last hour we were talking about this university, Jennifer, in Haifa, they have Jewish students, they have Christian students, they have Arab students. And the Christians put up a Christmas tree in the student union, and the rabbi in charge of the Jewish students told them not to go into the student union because there was a Christmas tree in there. And so the Jewish students got upset, they defied him, and they were in there all day long taking selfies and stuff and basically telling the rabbi to go pound sand. But it's that kind of stuff, if you will, is it old thinking versus new thinking, or is it just some of the very strongly religious just don't have any tolerance? And is that unfair of me to say in that way? Is that me showing my intolerance because I think it's foolish and nonsensical to have that attitude or approach to something like that? Am I being too strident?
No, I don't think so. No.
Neither of you sound too convinced of that. That's just the way I am.
You'd like to be more strident, sir.
I think that we need to be more aware of this kind of stuff and get over it. Get over ourselves. Get over all of this stuff. Santa Claus is a universal figure. A Christmas tree is a universal figure. Why would we want to fight about something like that?
Right.
There's nothing about it. No matter what your background, and you can say, well, Doug, you don't understand where these people come from and how they've been trained and what they think. No, that's very true. But I know.
Well, and that is still true. But when you think about it, it's Santa Claus. It's Christmas. There are much worse things that we could fight over in this life than
exactly.
Yeah. Why do we even have to fight over any of this stuff? It's just, I was looking at the, we had a lady on, Jennifer, earlier on, who produced a movie about the plight of Arab women in Israel. And there has been huge coverage, not only here, but in other, all over Europe and in our country, about the situation, the status of Arab women here in the Middle East, and mostly in Israel, because there have been some people, some men, who have not been happy that Arab women, and these are Arab men as well as Israeli men, for example, Arab women are now, they're now getting divorced. In certain countries, you can do that without having, what is it called when the men, the killing, when your family, what do they call that? There's a term for
an honor killing? Is that what
honor
you're
killing?
About?
Yes. Yeah. Right. So if an Arab woman wants to leave her husband, in some sections where there's really conservative thinking, it's justified to kill. You want a divorce? No, I'll kill you though. And so that kind of stuff has been going on. And there's a story that I saw today about a woman who divorced her husband. She gave up custody of her 4 young children and family to escape his violence. But she had visitation privileges. And so she would get them on the weekends. And one night when she came back from bringing the children to wherever she was living, she was dragged out of her car and shot right in front of the kids.
Oh, my God.
This is the kind of stuff that really, I think, sets back. But you know what? We have the same kind of stuff going on in America. Look at the crazy stuff that people do in the name of honor when men get upset because their wives divorce them or vice versa, and the kinds of things that go on. So they get highlighted because there's an Arab or Israeli influence here. I'm not saying there's nothing right about any of this stuff. And we certainly know there's a lot of what we consider to be backward thinking. But the other side of this stuff is, some of this crazy thinking is going on at home. And wouldn't it be good if we could focus on all of it and kind of hope for the best and not just talk about it, but do something about it. But yet I don't know what to do. My intolerance becomes very obvious when it gets to stuff like this. So, ladies, you got any suggestions on how to better
meter are thinking about things like this, whether, you know, it's just intolerable. But the kinds of things that women go through, the adversities that women all around the world go through, this is just another highlight of them. And I just, I have no tolerance for it. I have no...
And you, nor should you. And more men should feel the same way that you do, that it is intolerable. The more we get desensitized to things like that, the worse off we are. So... Mm.
But you see, we take that, and people say, look at those Arabs over there. Look what they're doing to the women. Well, there's plenty of examples of the same kind of thing going on in our country. Maybe not quite as ferocious.
Well, I mean, it has a lot to do with whether or not they respect the Western culture and the Western treatment of women. I mean, I just wake up every day, and I am so grateful to be born in this country. I mean, the plight for women is nothing. And that's why it's just laughable when you see women who don't go out and vote or... are caught up on the little stuff. I mean, women's issues in other countries are just so much greater than we even think about on an everyday basis.
Well, in general, Jennifer, issues in general are so much greater in the rest of the world. We have no idea in America how the people in Russia, for example, live, or the people in China, even though they're finding newfound freedom, they really don't. They don't have the kind of freedom that we do. And yet, what, half the people didn't vote?
That makes me angry. I'm with Jen on that. That makes me so angry. You don't get to complain if you don't vote. You just don't.
Yeah. Well, but how many people will tell you the truth if they're complaining? Oh, yeah, I voted. Once in a while you can catch them. 18 past the hour.
Yeah,
exactly. Food for thought here with DJV.
Haiti and the Bahamas are still devastated by the effects of Hurricane Matthew this past October. As a leader in the region, the Sandals Foundation, the nonprofit arm of the Sandals and Beaches Resorts, feels it's our responsibility to lend a helping hand to our neighboring islands. Please donate to the Sandals Foundation Hurricane Matthew relief efforts. 100% of your donation goes towards emergency relief, like water, food, and shelter, along with products to clean and sanitize local water supplies. Donate today by visiting sandalsfoundation.org.
Tis the season to enjoy Sprint's new unlimited plan with the third, fourth, and fifth lines for free. Get unlimited mobile-optimized data, talk, and text for only $100 a month for a family of five when you bring your number to Sprint. That's five lines for only $100 a month. A plan like this with AT&T would cost you over $200 a month. And Verizon? They don't even have an unlimited data plan. No more worries about running out of data or surprise overcharges. Switch to Sprint today. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/freedom, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Lines 3 through 5 free until 1/31/18. After pay an additional $30 per month per line. Prices with auto pay, coverage, and offer not everywhere for this kind of phone, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Limited for video up to 480p, music up to 500 kilobits per second, and games up to 2 megabits per second. Prohibited network use rules apply and data deprioritization during congestion. AT&T plan not an exact match. See carrier website for details. Restrictions apply.
Who's your buddy? Is he your pal? Well, I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain how we use the buddy system in diving next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
For many, scuba diving is a social sport, but that's only one reason we use the buddy system. Ideally, dive buddies are evenly matched in skill level and can assist each other if necessary. They're not a crutch to lean on, but a backup system that, if used properly, can make your dive safer and more enjoyable. And if you're diving right, your buddy will likely end up being your pal, too. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Guys, find her the perfect gift at JCPenney's holiday jewelry sale. Time is running out, so hurry in and shop early. Doors open at 8 a.m. Wednesday through Friday and at 7 a.m. on Saturday. Give her the one gift on every girl's list, diamonds. Get 45 to 70% off select fine jewelry. Plus, save an extra 20% with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Getting everything on her wish list for less? That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, valid through 12/24. 20% off, subject to credit approval. Some brands and categories are excluded. Check jcp.com or your Thursday newspaper for coupon and details.
Thank you.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
This week, which has invited all of us to present our favorite Christmas songs. So Jennifer's list is paramount today, and we start with Joe Diffie doing Leroy the Redneck Reindeer.
Count on Jennifer. Good stuff. I don't know what is.
Crank this up, Kara.
Here we go.
Before
that night was over, Leroy had changed their tune. He had them scooting a hoof on every single roof by the light of a neon moon.
I saw Joe Diffie in his first public performance ever in Cincinnati. First public performance anywhere. And he was in a small bar in Cincinnati when I was working there in 1988. Yeah. He had a long, one of those long blonde
haircuts
that goes over your mouth. Yeah, he had a mullet. Yeah. Does he still have it?
Of course.
Yeah, okay.
Of course, she says. This is a fun Christmas song when you're sick of all the traditional stuff.
Yep.
This is how Leroy filled in for Rudolph, right?
There
so
you go.
Leroy
yep.
is Rudolph's cousin who's from the sticks.
I love it.
It's a very funny story song. You kind of have to listen to it to appreciate all
Who's the guy that's the redneck?
Comedic genius. Larry the Cable Guy.
Larry the Cable Guy. Okay. Joe Diffie. Larry the Redneck Reindeer ought to be the
right.
title. All right, number two, Jennifer's three favorite Christmas song list belongs to Brenda Lee, who's, I think, at number 12 on the list of all-time most downloaded and listened to Christmas songs. She recorded this in 1961 when she was 14 years old. Rockin' Round the Christmas Tree was her first big hit. And, by the way, this is not her real name. I know you find that hard to believe. Brenda Lee, her last name was really... Tennessee, and somebody will look it up probably.
I love her voice.
Kara's already out. Ah,
fabulous.
Crank it up, Kara.
Home Alone.
The halls with boughs of holly rocking around.
She's sort of like the original Cyndi Lauper. You know, she's got that Cyndi Lauper down to her voice.
That was a twang that was very common among female country singers at the time. That there.
Wow.
Wow.
I heard the that she was Elvis's favorite. Didn't Elvis discover her, or Elvis had something to do with her early career?
I think he may have discovered something with regard to her, but I'm not sure it's what you're talking about.
Her virtues, is that what you're saying?
There's a little close connection there. Okay. So, it's the Nashville and the Memphis secret. Number one on Jennifer's hit parade.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of us feel the same way about this song. Mariah Carey and her big hit from Love Actually, which is a favorite Christmas. Oh, yeah.
I watched it.
Hollow
of
a Christmas is why. Oh, you. You're driving this song comes on. It's just, you can't be anything but
it. I never get sick of this song.
Never.
No,
me.
I love to try to get behind us. So sorry, my heart.
You want to try with me? All right, let's try
together.
Come on, Ona, come on.
I sang this song on the air with you once, and it was pretty darn good. I don't want to mess it up. You have to form words first. Here we go.
I want more Christmas in you.
Did you get a chance to see the Carpool Karaoke?
No.
Did they air that yet?
What,
the holiday version, it starts with Mariah Carey and this song, and then everybody who did Carpool Karaoke throughout the year participated. It's fantastic.
Really?
We should put it on our Facebook page because it rocks. You can't not smile when you watch it.
All right, crank it up. Let's do one more shot at this show.
Okay. Yes, let's.
Verse. All right, 28 after.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, the no syndrome. You know, I often joke that I've gone into homes and said no, and the dog comes thinking that's his name because he hears it so often. It's time to forget about the old-style mentality of raising your dog. Right now, I hear a lot of you saying this no syndrome could never happen to you. You would never be that constantly corrective when your wonderful, adorable dog makes a mistake. Well, you might be right, but a lot of guardians still undermine their dog's self-esteem and pride to a lesser degree. This type of erosion when compounded over a period of years can have drastic results. Now let's review the answers. I'll bet that without you realizing it, you're already a victim of the no syndrome of dog training and behavior. Constantly you're telling your dog no. You know, having trained over 40,000 dogs myself, let me give you the secret. Dogs will respond to positive attention. If they're getting more positive for being good and less negative for being bad, of course they're going to want to be good. It's that simple. So focus on the positive. You'll have a well-behaved dog, I promise. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Big Dave for PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com. Want to know what's really cool? Your charitable tax-deductible donation every time you play. PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com, the feel-good gateway to fun and prizes. Play free. Learn our system. Get 50,000 free chips and play for prizes. Play for scholarships that benefit Caribbean students. PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com. Take it from Big Dave. A win for you is a donation to Caribbean education. PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, the DJV gang, with the Kara Show, and also at the helm of our studio production services. Somebody sent me a note earlier, a focus that actually happens to be somebody who's a colleague of mine who's listening and watching on Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/DJV show and watch me in the studio here in Jerusalem. Tomorrow I'll be over in Tel Aviv, same kind of studio setup. Uri Geller will host part of the program with me tomorrow along with the ladies. One of the things, I'm looking at what this person sent along to me, and he was listening to me talk about the situation in the world and how I would
see the perfect world. I mean, I guess in essence, that's what we were talking about heretofore. If you didn't hear it, you can go to hour number 3 and download it if you're curious enough. I was just talking about what it is that makes me wonder why we can't all just get along. What sort of things happen to people that make them so uninterested in what everybody else thinks except themselves? And he said that I have an ability to empathize with others, and that sort of shows, it allows me to work with a group or groups that I support. And you obviously support the Jewish state. He said you may discover that you are uniquely qualified to give aid and support to people in need because you understand their situations on an emotional level. I don't know that I give it that much thought, Frank. I don't analyze, and never really have, how I come across. I've had this sort of, Meredith said to me when she first started to get to know me, do you realize how many people you impact? The thousands of people that have come to the farm, how many animals you've raised, millions of people that have been listening to me on the radio over the years. No, I don't. I don't think about it that way. I think that I'm talking actually to Meredith, or I'm talking to Jennifer and Victoria and Kara. I'm not thinking about the larger scope of this, which I think is the best way for me to approach it, because I think when you talk to the masses, you change your approach. Radio is an extraordinarily personal medium that depends on having a connection one-on-one. The people who are listening to this program right now want to think that I'm talking just to them. And I don't know that I was ever really conscious of that, but that's sort of the style that I've developed over the years. So when I talk about things that I have empathy for, like the situation with the Arab women here in the Middle East, and whatever the problem is at home. You know, I said something to somebody last night. No, I said it today. We were at Herod's castle. I was walking down the hill with my guide, and we were talking about the situation. Israel has its poverty. It has its homeless. It has the same sort of problems that every other progressive society has and acknowledges it. And he said, well, America has been so helpful to so many people over the years, given money to this, and under this administration we've done that to help other people. I said, yeah, but there's still 14 million people who are homeless in America. There are millions of kids that go to bed starving every night. And so I don't understand, frankly. I'd like to help everybody everywhere, but I'd like to make sure the people at home are thinking, what's so unusual? Why is it that we have all this money that's being given to all these people who are coming to our country from other places, and we're not taking care of the people who are already here that are legitimate? And that's another thing this guy talks about, my empathy for things like that, or my annoyance with it. It's legion. I'm happy to help people as long as we can say that we've taken care of our own first. And I don't think that's the case. You know, it'd be interesting to see if it changes over the next couple of years. But am I right, or am I the only one here who feels that way? I feel very strongly about it, but I wonder if I'm on the right path.
You're always on the right path, Doug. Well, let's not get crazy.
All right. Too much serious. Sports news. Although this is serious, Craig Sager's funeral brought out a lot of colorful personalities. I wonder what you thought of either of the two of you, Jennifer or Victoria, saw any of the story. This is a guy that played for the NBA, died last Thursday after he had been found to have leukemia. But apparently it was quite a festive affair.
Yeah, lots of colorful outfits, and
that was his signature, right?
Yes, yeah, the very loud suits with all types of patterns and everything. So everyone dressed.
He was the announcer. For those of you who don't remember, he worked for TNT. He was working for TNT most recently during their games, but he had character written all over him.
Yeah.
So anyway, the Carolina guy, people, I guess, players from most teams were there and paid tribute to the guy.
Yeah, it was really sweet.
cute.
I guess one of the attendees, before he died, one of the attendees said, hey, he said to him, what are you going to wear to my funeral? And this is Randy Mickler, by the way, senior pastor at Mount Bethel. He said, a black robe. And Craig Sager said, no. So the pastor wore a purple jacket to honor his life, which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Right. And by the way, they have a basketball. I didn't know that. Did you know they have a professional basketball team here in Jerusalem? They have.
Cool.
We drove by the stadium this morning. I was talking about the soccer stadium the other day. Right next to it, and I didn't see this, is a big basketball stadium. They play basketball. I've never seen a professional basketball player in America that was from Israel. Have you? We've seen them from Czechoslovakia, the Eastern countries, but never have I seen one.
There are Americans who play in that league.
I think you're right. I think it's turned the other way around.
Yeah.
I think you're right about that. So there's Victoria. Look at that, Jennifer. Victoria knows her stuff.
Well, when you live with a sports producer, you just sort of learn things through osmosis, I think.
That's right. Yeah. All right, we're going to, in a moment, spend some time talking to a fellow who's had some very interesting experiences. His family is from Syria. He is Jewish, and he grew up in Brooklyn.
Wow, that's a mix. Yeah. Covering all corners of the globe, right?
Covering all corners. We'll talk to Murray Mizrachi in just a moment here on DJB.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson, and here's some heavy news. 1 in 6 American kids is obese.
The reason why we're concerned about that is all the health problems that are associated with having excess weight on our bodies.
Mayo Clinic pediatric psychologist Dr. Bridget Biggs says overweight kids are being diagnosed with what had been adult onset diseases.
We're seeing kids with type 2 diabetes. We're seeing kids with fatty liver disease, sleep apnea.
Dr. Biggs says if you're concerned about your child's weight, keep your focus and conversations on his or her overall health. Set reliable times for meals and snacks and eat them at a table or counter in a room free of distracting technology.
We're just more mindful when the electronics are off.
Include fruits with breakfast and fruits and vegetables with lunch and dinner. Keep healthy snacks visible in the kitchen and the refrigerator and avoid sugary drinks. Lastly, encourage exercise through example. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.51%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to QuickenLoans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit JDPower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
The holidays are here. This year, be sure to get real cash back on all your shopping with Ibotta. Download the free Ibotta app, I-B-O-T-T-A, and get cash back on gifts, groceries, and alcohol for all your celebrations. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Gifts for them, cash for you. Download Ibotta free today and get $10 just for trying it. $10. I-B-O-T-T-A. This holiday, you've gotta Ibotta.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
All right, here we are. Let me look at the clock here. 44 after the hour. DJV, Doug, Jen, and Victoria with Murray Mizrachi, who, under the impression, is a very interesting character. I'm told, Murray, I haven't met you even though I'm staying at your hotel, the Inbal, which is a great place I have found. I've stayed there three times in my visits to Israel, and each time I get a better room. I must be moving up in the world. They're very comfortable.
So come again.
I said, each time I
see what you get.
All right, yeah, well, I'll come again and I'll stay on the roof. So, first of all, congratulations are in order. I understand you have a new baby today. Is that right?
That is correct. And that's actually why I'm not in the hotel today. So good things happening all around, you know, the holiday season and a new baby. What could be better? Yep.
Congratulations to you. You're one of the many people who have come from the States, if I understand it, to work in Israel. If I have your family tree correct, or correctly, you are a Syrian-born Jew that moved to New York and lived in Brooklyn. Is that right? Am I warm?
I'm actually not born in Syria, although my family is from Syria. Many of my family and friends, though, so my cousins and friends growing up in school, were actually born in Syria and grew up in Syria and then emigrated to the United States in the 90s.
So, if you don't mind, just give me 60 seconds before we talk about Jerusalem during this Holy Week, because that's why I came this week, because I wanted to see what the Holy Week was like in Israel. But as you have Syrian connections, family, friends, that sort of thing, what's going on with you and your family as you look at the plight of perhaps some people that you know in Syria?
Well, for many people in my family that were intimately familiar with the neighborhoods that we're seeing on TV, they're just appalled. I mean, they see neighborhoods that they grew up in, and they're completely destroyed, demolished. And it's just tragic. It's a tragic loss of human life, of a city that was once very vibrant.
Yeah, yeah. It seems so needless as well. Well, we've had that problem certainly all over the world. The problem has existed here in Israel. Thank heavens it doesn't now. As a matter of fact, a lady in my life didn't want to come with me. I wanted to bring her over here, but she didn't think it was safe. I said, that's nonsense. It'll be the most safe place to be, actually, during Holy Week. And certainly, as I've looked around, it lays claim to that. Jerusalem is beautiful. How is this year different, or is it, than other years you've experienced here during the Holy Week?
Well, first of all, I just want to say, you know, there's the story that we see in the news, and then there's the real story. If you want
right.
to see the real Israel story, I can tell you I'm sitting in a maternity ward right now in an Israeli hospital, and it's just absolutely amazing. You see people from all creeds and backgrounds working together as staff and as doctors, and also being treated together. It's Arabs, Jews, Christians, Muslims, and it's just, it's something unique, I think, in the Middle East. And probably in the world.
And so how does that help during, I was down in Jaffa last night, and there's a huge Christmas tree there, and we walked over into the old city of Jerusalem the other day, into that Lutheran church, the German Lutheran church, and took some pictures of what was going on to celebrate Christmas. What's the mood or the sharing and sort of caring that goes on? Do the Jewish residents of Jerusalem pay attention to the Christian residents at this time of year?
Absolutely. I mean, well, first of all, being in the hotel business, I have to tell you that all the cities, whether it's Jaffa, Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, they prepare for a huge influx of tourists and pilgrims. And it's to celebrate Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever it is, but everybody's coming to Jerusalem to celebrate because there's something special about Jerusalem. And you just feel it in the air. I think that it's hard not to realize that there's something special going on, no matter what denomination you're from, and it's just remarkable. I mean, I walked this morning past the YMCA. I mean, absolutely beautiful what they do there every year, and it's really about people coming together and celebrating, and it's just a wonderful time to be here.
I'm just thinking to myself, when I drove by the YMCA, I had forgotten how big it is. People say, what are you talking about, a YMCA in Jerusalem? But it just shows you how it was, you know, it's been there for quite a long time. It's quite a large one and quite a beautiful one. So just another example of how ecumenical this area is and what a great place to come if you want a vacation this time of year, I think, anyway. I'm happy to be here. Murray, congratulations again on your new job. Murray Mizrahi here, head of marketing at the Inbal Hotel in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm. What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Music to our ears, and to your dog and cat's ears as well. Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show. We're going to talk about pet technology and also a question that Warren has that is an excellent question for this time of year, especially for you and your pet and your relationship, but probably for any time of the year. So pet technology and a question for pet owners coming right up here.
U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.51%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Ready for girls' night out?
Can't. Gotta finish my holiday shopping.
How about girls' night out at Ulta Beauty? It's the place for picking up fab last-minute gifts for everyone on our list. And ourselves, too. Let the gifting begin and end with Tarte Eyeshadow Palettes, Limited Edition Philosophy Bath Sets, or Hot Tools Curling Irons. Best girls' night ever. Hurry into Ulta Beauty for ready-to-go gifts or gorgeous gift cards for all your favorite beauty lovers. This holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
55 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Warren Eckstein of The Pet Show. Check out PetShow.com. He's got a great line of products for the dog and cat in your family. Hugs and kisses with minerals and nutrients and vitamins in there that you won't find anyplace else. Great, great way to take care of your dog. We are doing it with Millie, who is showing delightful signs of being able to live a long, happy life because of Hugs and Kisses, Warren. So it's good. Technology for your pet. I'm wondering how many over you do your pet show every weekend. There must be people that are calling and thinking or writing to you about the apps that are available to keep track of your dog, whether it's the exercise, how much the dog eats, how much the dog weighs. Have we gotten out of control with these apps, or are they all useful?
You know, some of them are really useful. For example, I like the ones where you can actually take a look and visualize your dog from where you're working just to make sure everything's okay in the house. Actually, mm-hmm. someone just sent me some info on a collar GoPro camera.
Oh,
so
cool.
It's actually built into the collar, and this way you mm-hmm. can... I want to give my dog some privacy. Maybe he wants to go lick himself, he wants to go do something, he wants to go outside. I mean, I don't want to be on top of him all the time.
There were people who wanted me to have a camera on Charlotte's head, a Charlotte cam, so that we could experience with her what she's seeing and walking around doing. And I think it's a great thing. If you now I'm more comfortable with the technology, I might be able to do it. But, yeah, you know, there's that kind
of
stuff.
Well, it's been around for... Years ago, yeah. Not to name drop, but years ago I was training David Letterman's two dogs, Bob and Stan, in Central Park, and we had cameras on them, and actually used it on the show. We had cameras at their level kind of going around and seeing them. So that's one thing. Also, technologically, there are things that are really, really important. For example, the microchips that we talk about, they're not new, but they're important. Now they have different collars where you can find out where your dog is, GPS collars. So if your dog, heaven forbid, got out and got lost, you can track them via your phone and an app, GPS-wise. So I think a lot of the technology that's out there is good. Some of it's kind of frivolous, but for the most part, if it helps the dog live better, makes it healthier,
live
I think
longer.
It's a great idea. Absolutely.
Yep. All right, you had a great question you asked last weekend on your program. Here it is. Now, you ask it because it sounds better coming from you.
Yeah, I every week on Pet Show, I ask a question. This week I asked, if you could write a thank you note to your pets, what would you say? And I preface that by saying animals have always been a real important part of my life. I often think about how much I appreciate all that they have taught me about what's mm-hmm. important in life. And someone said to me, Warren, what's the most important thing that animals have taught you? Number one is to live in the moment. I'm here now. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm not worried about yesterday. And honesty. In other words, if a dog doesn't like you, Doug, it's not going to buy you a martini, okay? It's going to let you know right up front he doesn't like you. So I think that honesty, the fact that there's no facade, and the fact that they live in the moment. But thank you notes, they just make you feel better no matter what's going on
so
in your life.
So what would you say? What's your answer to your own question?
My response would be, no matter how I'm feeling personally, when I'm with my pets, they're going to make me feel better. And I think that's one of the most important things about it. That's what I would say. Making me feel better.
Right. Those dogs.
I would definitely have to thank my Chihuahua Cooper Gonzalez for making me laugh on an almost daily basis. He really does.
What's the other dog's name?
Bentley.
The other
one? Bentley, I can't thank because he just ate my Christmas tree skirt. So I have to talk to Warren about that.
Bad dog, Bentley. Hi, Warren. Have a great week. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.